Haskell, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 26, 1903. Elder Haskell, my dear brother in Christ Jesus, I have received your letter and will say to you, let us not look on the dark side of things. The Lord knows all. Let us prove his faithfulness by obeying the commission that he gave to his disciples, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I feel urged to write to you, Elder Haskell, to attend the meeting of the Southern Union Conference to be held at Nashville. You should stand by the side of Elder Butler and bear a plain, decided testimony. The Lord has instructed me that some will seek to displace the aged servants of God who have been with this message from its beginning. Those who are inclined to set Brother Butler to one side are not in harmony with the mind of the Lord. God has brought him forth from seclusion as one chosen to fill an appointed place. He is sound in the faith. The Lord is with him. And if he will be careful not to work too hard, he can nobly fill his place as a man chosen of God to bear important responsibilities in his work. Let no one try to displace Elder Butler, for the Lord has given him his appointment. I am more pleased than I know how to express that you two aged soldiers of the cross, men of gray hairs, are still left to us and are able to lift up your voices in the proclamation of solid Bible truth. You have vital truths to present to the people. I am instructed to say to you and to Elder Butler, do not preach too long at a time. Let your sermons be short and frequent. Be ready to speak whenever any crisis arises. Fanciful doctrines will be presented by some as food for the flock of God. I am instructed to warn our people to be on their guard against false teaching. I have recently written a letter to Elder Butler, but it is mislaid, so I will send these few words to you and ask you to read them to him. We remember you both by name in our prayers. We also pray for Edson, who is in great danger of carrying too many burdens. With much love to yourself and wife.